We need anti-cuts counselors, not private cuts consultants. Luke Johnson, Rotherham Socialist Party Labour-controlled Rotherham Metropolitan Borough Council, RMBC, has declared that it has another £18 million savings to make in the 2021-22 financial year to balance the budget. This is in addition to £16 million in the last 2 years. These cuts are already known to include the closure of vital public services, such as a Addison House in Maltby, an adult learning disability centre. This is due to close at the end of June despite a high-profile union and carers campaign of 90,000 petition signatures, several big protests, and a judicial review. Labour councillors justify further austerity measures by declaring that they have no alternative but to pursue them. A job listing has appeared on the council website for a head of change and innovation. It seems RMBC are to pay a private consultant £550 a day to achieve sustainable financial savings whilst ensuring services continue to meet the required outcomes of the council. What this really means is probable job cuts and further assaults on terms and conditions. It means council workers, including many of those who have been on the front line during the pandemic, receiving less pay or pension. Unfortunately, paying consultants to advise on public services is widespread. In 2019, a Freedom of Information request revealed that local councils across the UK had spent around £400 million on consulting firms in the preceding year alone. In Rotherham, councillors are willing to make working-class people pay the price of the pandemic. The Socialist Party will fight these cuts. We will continue to put pressure on local authorities and councillors to use reserves and borrowing powers to set no-cuts budgets and, along with other local authorities, demand the funds from central government. We need councillors prepared to vote against the cuts and put a fight up against the Tories. That is why I will be standing for election to Rotherham Borough Council for the Bramley and Ravenfield ward on the 6th of May, as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition.